hour number three of the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com, broadcasting live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the very first annual New Hampshire Liberty Forum, attaining personal and economic freedom in America's freest state. It's being put on by the Free State Project, an organization which we are both members of, Mark, and we're both early movers to the state of New Hampshire.
Yes, we are.
And we've been involved over the weekend and meeting a bunch of interesting people, pro-liberty personalities all over the place, some of them of a significant stature. John Stossel still speaking right now in the ballroom, the main room where there's probably about 200 people, I'm guessing. That's just an estimate based on the size of the crowd that I saw just coursing through the doors trying to get in there and get their seats for this this dinner tonight.
It looks like the room's huge and it's full of tables, and it looks like it's about 200 people. I'd say you're right.
So that's going on right now. The event is continuing all the way through tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow, the FSP leadership is having a closing ceremony with U.S. Congressman Ron Paul. Now, rumor has it Ron Paul is going to be expected to announce his candidacy for president.
President of the United States.
President of the United States. In case you don't know Ron Paul, he's called Dr. No in Congress. He's a U.S. representative, and he's called Dr. No because he votes no on virtually anything that's unconstitutional. So he's a very pro-liberty, fairly principled individual, and this is going to be major news if he decides to announce his presidency tomorrow. And all indicators point to him actually doing that. In fact, we've got an attendee of the New Hampshire Liberty Forum sitting here with us. Essentially, what's going on is most people are in the dinner right now watching John Stossel. We've sort of got an open microphone, and since it is Free Talk Live where you can call in about anything, well, since we're here live on location, we've got an open third mic if you're here. You stop by and sit in on the show and talk about what you want.
We've had a lot of interviews this evening, but we've got an open mic right now.
So John Frederick is here, an attendee of the program. And John, you had some comments on Ron Paul?
Yes, this is, well, a.k.a. Drug War Dove. I'm from New York City, and I'm proud of the fact my liberal friends are furious at me, but I worked very hard for Ron Paul in 1988. Couple observations about his probable announcement of his candidacy. And one immediate insight is a very broad seed I wish to sow, and is if he can only come in second place, I mean, even in a quote, even if he does not win, if he could come in second place in GOP primaries in New Hampshire, Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana, and other primaries, but if he could just come in second place on all those four candidates, my question to libertarians, even though I'm not a libertarian but a sympathizer, would the libertarians be hated as much by the Republicans as the Greens are hated by the Democrats?
Why do you think they would be? I don't think so. Do you think they would be?
Yes.
Why?
Because the libertarians' potential to draw votes away from Republicans would equal the Greens' ability to draw votes away from the Democrats.
But I don't think Ron Paul winning the nomination or even coming in second place has anything to do with the libertarians. If anything, that would draw... Right, Ron Paul's a Republican. If anything, that would draw votes away from the Libertarian Party running Ron Paul as a candidate.
Contingent upon something, and that is, as of now, unless it's changed since I last heard, libertarians have a rule that they cannot cross-endorse someone.
Okay.
If they change that rule, and if they are able to cross-endorse him, Ron Paul would be a libertarian candidate, even if he loses every Republican primary. If that rule is changed, a lot could go out the window. Could it alter the political center of gravity to the detriment of, quote, the moral majority Christian fundamentalist wing of the GOP?
I would love to see the Libertarian Party endorse Ron Paul. I think that'd be an excellent move on their part.
I believe there's a rules that they cannot cross endorse somebody who's
right.
But I mean, I hope that will change. But
sure.
The other thing I cannot help wondering, and this is you see the button on me, the radio viewers can't.
Your button says withdraw the U.S. forces from Iraq.
Correct. If 2008 ended up with Hillary Clinton against Ron Paul, My question is, who are the Cindy Sheehans and the Michael Moores of the Noam Chomskys of the world consider the lesser of two evils?
I think it would be an easy choice. Ron Paul would be the lesser of two evils for them. Because, I mean, I saw Hillary Clinton speak recently. It was disgusting. I saw her speaking, and she dodged every single anti-war question that was asked of her. She was so lightweight. She sort of gave them a little bit of something to chew on about how she's not really for the war so much anymore. She was really dodgy about it. Ron Paul's going to come right out and hit hard. He's going to come out and say it's time to
get from the get-go.
Right. Yeah. So I don't think it's going to be even a choice for them. It's going to be obvious.
Yeah.
It might be painful for them to vote for a Republican, but it's clear that he's anti-war. His voting record shows it.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
And unlike most of the Democrats out there, his voting record shows he's been against this war from the beginning.
From the beginning. John Frederick, thank you for stopping by tonight, and enjoy the rest of the enjoy the rest of the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. We appreciate you coming on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll-free line for you. And as always, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark?
By the way, you also need to know that if you've got a child in your life, be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt, and that's no way to start a life. So buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com. 800-657-5066. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. It's Logan in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Okay. Well,
hey, Logan.
I've been waiting for a long time, and I've been
waiting
listening to a lot of your other callers.
What have you been waiting for?
Well, I was wanting to comment on some things. I know the guy from Kentucky, Josh, I believe, he called about, he's not really religious, but he still stands for some political issues. And then the guy down in Miami, mm-hmm. I'm glad he brought up the lawyer issue and how really all the lawyers are controlled by the British bar. Basically, our legal system came from Great Britain, and we kind of really didn't completely break away secretly. You know, Great Britain still would like to. Basically. If you've studied anything of Alex Jones and what he puts out and David Icke over there in England, what he puts out, they have a lot of truth about secretly who runs the world behind the scenes. And
what's the relevance of that?
Well, the relevance is that, sure, you can vote, but, I mean, Ron Paul would make a good president, and I wish he would get elected. But if he ever even came close, they would cheat him out of election like they did down there in Florida, or they would assassinate him.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that, and I don't know if I truly believe it, because, you know, if Ron Paul is such a threat, and he's certainly a threat to the power structure in Washington, D.C.,
yes.
Why on earth do these power monger elites allow Ron Paul to exist?
Well, the majority, he's about the only one. James Traficant for a while acted like he was going to do some good things, but most of these people, they have a lot of dirt on them. And if they ever really bucked the system...
There is no... But Ron Paul's a Boy Scout. There's no dirt on him. The guy was a pediatrician.
James Traficant had some dirt on him.
Here's my question. Now
talking about Ron Paul.
Let's talk about Ron Paul real quick.
Okay, let's talk about Ron Paul.
The presidential candidate, Ron Paul, U.S. congressman. Now, let's say that the Bilderbergers and the Rothschilds, and they're all out to get Ron Paul, and they hate him. Okay. And there's no way he's going to win because these people are going to throw the election. Why don't we all shoot ourselves? Because the New World Order is going to come into play. We're all going to have little chips put in our brains, and we're going to be in prison camps within, the next 25 years. What is there
to
possibly do to get fight these people?
Okay. I believe there's a lot of truth to what you're saying, and I know a lot of people dismiss it as conspiracy theory, but...
I dismiss it as conspiracy.
But
I think it's ridiculous.
Do you? Okay, I don't call myself a Christian, but I believe in the Bible. I'm a follower of Yahweh.
Okay.
Okay. Are you a Christian? Do you believe in God?
Does that have anything to do with your answer to the question of why we shouldn't just kill ourselves?
Okay. What I'm getting at is...
Does that have anything to do with it? Because if it does, I'll hold you over.
Okay.
Hang on, Logan. 800-259-9231. You want to talk to Logan? He believes that the world is controlled by an evil cabal of evil people. This is Free Talk Live.
The future of our world is very uncertain. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, and acts of terrorism are a fact of life. Natural or man-made disasters can strike at any time. You and your family should be prepared for the inevitable disaster with an ample stock of food, water, shelter, and supplies. FortSamSurplus.com offers a full line of disaster and emergency preparedness kits and MRE-type prepared foods. FortSamSurplus.com also offers a full line of survival, tactical, and camping gear, including genuine current military-issue TA-50 field gear at great prices. With 30-plus years of experience, FortSamSurplus.com has the knowledge and buying power to help you prepare for the inevitable disaster at the best possible price. The future belongs to those prepared. Do not rely on help from your government during an emergency. Get prepared now. Visit FortSamSurplus.com today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the packet8.net toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, and that includes a variety of different things. The Shrine of Female Listeners included. Dozens and dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove that they are listeners of the show. In fact, Mark, you've been taking shrine pictures all weekend long here.
I have. I've got a few Shriners, new Shriners that we're going
to
be adding.
So that's pretty cool. So visit shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or limited liability company. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. LegalZoom.com.
All right, so it is Ian and Mark here broadcasting Free Talk Live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. We just had Logan on the line, and believe it or not, he dropped off during the break there. And I guess things were getting a little too hot and heavy for him there. We were talking about, he brought up the conspiracy theory that the world is controlled by a dark cabal of evil men.
And it's and he said at an extreme, he believes it's absolutely controlled. Absolute
right.
control.
He believes they control every single thing. They micromanage everything. They come from specific families. They're members of the Illuminati or whatever it is.
And they've controlled the world since the beginning of time and right. blah, blah, blah. It's just such a crazy...
And his suggestion was, and I pointed out the inconsistency in his suggestion, and that was that, well, Ron Paul, who, as we know, may be announcing his candidacy for president tomorrow, Ron Paul, who is a pretty principled dude in Congress, he's a very pro-freedom guy, he's going to be possibly running for president. He suggested that that these guys who are secretly behind the scenes controlling the world would not allow Ron Paul to win the presidency because that might be threatening their power structures, et cetera, et cetera. And so I simply asked the question, well, if it's true that these guys are so concerned about their power structures, why don't they just bump him off now? Why did they allow him to win that election? And in fact, if it was an accident that Ron Paul won the first election, he's been reelected, what, 5 or 6 times? Why did they let him win the second one?
I mean, these guys control the world.
Allegedly.
Don't they allegedly control the world, can't they? I mean, Ron Paul's a 72-year-old man. It wouldn't be out of the norm if he had a heart attack tomorrow. I mean, isn't there some kind of spy poison out there that would cause a man to have a heart attack in a second? Can't they just slip it in his tea and bam, that's it for
right,
Ron Paul?
Right, and what about...
I need to put a bullet in his head.
And, of course, the classic question that I love to ask is, what about the people that... I mean, he cited Alex Jones. I listen to Alex Jones, and he's the kingdom come. He's lead us to the promised land, Alex. And, you know, I don't have anything against Alex personally. I like his coverage of the police state and everything, but... The whole conspiracy theory, I don't know so much about that. And so
it doesn't seem to hold water for
me. Why not bump Alex Jones off? He's been on the air supposedly exposing these people for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you think that'd be a little bit dangerous to their power structures? I mean, how much would it take to hire a hitman to knock off a radio host?
It doesn't
seem
like
a couple hundred
much.
Bucks?
I wouldn't think so.
You send some thug to his house at 2 in the morning, bang on his door, and knock him over the head with a baseball bat. Problem solved. Really, it's just absolutely absurd. I mean, common criminals are just easy to get your hands on as far as having... You go and find somebody who's down on their luck and ask them if they want to make a few hundred bucks. See if they'll do something violent for you. Those people are out there, and if these guys are really in charge of the world, they wouldn't have any trouble finding them and activating them.
I'm sure they have a whole crew of them if they are in charge of the world.
Yeah. All right, so Mike is here. He's from California. He's one of our listeners, Amplifiers, enjoying the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Mike, how are you this evening?
Good, thanks. It's a great thrill to be here. I watch the show. I love it. I listen to the show. I love it. It's a thrill to be here, despite the proximity to the bathrooms.
We're having a few technical difficulties, but you sound all right. We had some buzzing earlier, and apologize to our listeners for that. Now, Mike, what do you think? I mean, since we've got you here, I know you have a police corruption story or something you wanted to share with us. But while we're talking about this conspiracy theory with the evil men controlling the world, how do you feel about that one? I mean, we hear it all the time from some callers on this show.
Yeah, but you always hear the same thing, and it's lack of evidence. I mean, it's floating abstractions. It's guesses, and no one can ever back it up. Sometimes they hang up, sometimes they deny logic, but no one backs up anything they claim.
Of course not. And because it's just something you can't back up.
But it's fun to know secrets, isn't it?
Right, you're in on the you're in the in crowd.
You know secrets you don't know.
Right, as though we care.
Right.
All right, so Mike from California, what did you want to talk about tonight?
Well, I started my trek to come here Thursday morning with a two-hour drive, and I live in California. This is maybe a 15-mile straight stretch of road. There's the speed limit 70. I'm doing traffic's doing 75. I'm doing 80. And just in front of me, like a tenth of a mile in front of me, I see a cop pull on the freeway. So you slow down. Everyone slows
right.
down. Don't
want
to get a ticket. So... not only do I slow down, everyone slows down. Then for the next 6 or 7 miles, I'm doing 70 miles an hour, the speed limit, and no cars are in front of me for a mile.
Except for the cop?
No, he's behind me now.
Oh, okay.
He got directly behind me, even tailgate distance.
Mm.
And no one's in front of me because everyone has slowed down because of the cop. So after 7 miles of tailing me doing exactly the speed limit, he pulls me over. And when he remember the how to avoid getting busted video? I just took some tips from that. And when he pulled me over, I only rolled my window down a quarter inch, and I kept my hands on the wheel.
Right.
And he said that he pulled me over, and he had a fit with that. He wanted me to roll it down more, and he was upset.
Really?
Yeah. So he...
Did you roll it down more?
No. I did roll it down. He said, I can't hear you. I said, I'll talk louder. So then he told me, he pulled me over for impeding traffic.
Wow.
At 70 miles an hour?
At 70 miles an hour, doing the speed limit, when anyone could... It's a four-lane road.
With a cop behind you. Were
you in the left-hand lane?
I was in the left-hand lane.
They have a real problem with the left-hand lane thing. As far as state troopers are concerned, you're supposed to pull over and let them go past you.
Right.
And it's some kind of rank thing that that I haven't really figured out why it is that they like that, but they really want you to pull over into the right lane and then let the trooper pass you on the left side.
True, but it's not a law, at least
no,
in
it's
California.
Not a law.
Some people would say it's courtesy. I disagree, but...
So even though it's not a law, he still pulled you over because of it?
He pulled me over for impeding traffic, which was BS, because if anyone was impeding traffic, he was. He was
sure.
His presence was slowing anyone down. Anyway, he asked for my paperwork, and I didn't want to fight it, and I'll explain why in a sec. And he took my paperwork, and before he even left my car window, he got a call and had to leave. So he said, I'm going to let you off with a warning. And he reached his hand in the window,
so nice,
pointing at me threateningly. When you're in the fast lane, if you're going under the speed limit, you pull over. Now, here's the reason for my telling this story. I was filled with maybe 25% anger and 75% fear.
Yeah.
Sure.
And
these people are dangerous animals.
Yeah, well, what I thought of later is, how could I have been impeding... If he wanted to stop me or punish me for impeding traffic, that means he wanted people to go faster than the speed limit so he could ticket them. So, do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what can someone like me, and by the way, I'm here with my girlfriend. We're trying to check out New Hampshire and the Liberty Forum because we're deciding if we want to move here. If we do, I am not an activist. I'm not into politics. I understand these philosophies and completely agree with them, but I am not an activist. So... Being filled with fear by this simple little silly pullover, how could I possibly... What could I do if I moved here to promote liberty and whatnot?
Well, you can certainly do things that don't involve confrontation. You could write letters to the editor. You could get involved with creating a website. Maybe if you're apolitical, there's different things you can do that aren't necessarily going to bring the attention of the police. You could stand alongside of the road and hold a sign up with some of the activists in Keene. There's a variety of things you could possibly do. In fact, what you might want to do is go over to nhfree.com, head over to the forums there, and post that question there. And then that way some of the activists that are in state will have a chance to respond to you with how they perceive activism, what they do with their time. Because not everybody's in the face of the government. They don't have to be. But even though when you're here, there's a chance you could get excited by it.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too. But the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to oneyeartoretire.net. That's oneyeartoretire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program, and we'll take your calls if you make them at 800-259-9231. Things are a little different on the show tonight, Mark.
Oh, yeah, a lot different, I'd say.
A lot different. We're broadcasting live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the very first annual, second night of the first annual New Hampshire Liberty Forum. So much going on here. The Enemies of Freedom keynote dinner, John Stossel was speaking. It's now emptying out the room. There's people all over the hallways, people networking, people chatting. Just been an incredible event so far, and of course you can get on here, get on the air with us, and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. Just been things going on all day long, so many different topics, so many different things to see and do. Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, Jack Cole was here earlier today. Marijuana Policy Project's Rob Campia. In fact, coming up later tonight, Mark, after our show, actually I believe it's starting now, as a matter of fact, or actually a few moments ago, the cocktail reception sponsored by the Marijuana Policy Project going on. Might be a little cool place to do a little hanging out.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Networking. And, of course, tomorrow we've got Ron Paul going to be the closing ceremony. Bill Westmiller, Michael Badnarik going to be debating on moving ahead the libertarian agenda. The Make the Move panel is going to be Made the Move panel happening tomorrow as well. And now we bring to you the organizer of this entire awesome affair, Irina Goddard. You're on Free Talk Live here with Ian and Mark. How are you?
Hello, Ian and Mark. I'm doing great.
So you just saw John Stossel's speech. How was it?
It was awesome.
Were you inspired?
It was inspirational. It was funny. It was right on spot on so many things.
I don't know if we're going to be able to get John over here to do Free Talk Live with us. So, presuming we don't, can you give us like an executive summary? Because we didn't get to see it. Like, what's the short version of what was essentially, what, like an hour-long speech?
Yes, okay. And it was pretty much about less government, how it's better for you, how capitalism in general is better for everybody. He was talking about a little bit of his career, how when he first started, he was doing consumer reporting.
He's had an amazing career. He was actually a stutterer. I don't know if he touched on that.
No, he didn't do that. But he was saying that the stuff at the very beginning that he was doing, you know, that certain products are bad for you or people are advertising poorly, that was kind of how he started, and people kind of, you know, rewarded him for doing these great pieces. Mm-hmm. But then when he said that when he used the same principles on the government, that if you have less government, that a lot of, you know, his professional career, that it took a little different turn. People not necessarily rewarded him. You know, when he was doing product reporting, you know, the consumer reporting.
Right.
For example, you know, coffee, it wakes you up while it takes you down, something like that. You know, people thought that was such a catchy thing. And there's like, and a lot of politicians were calling him up and saying, you know, you're doing a great thing, you're doing a great thing.
Sure, it's great to come out against people that are out there earning a living.
Yes, and then he said, you know what, and then the politicians were calling them and said, you know what, we're going to create an agency so that you don't have to do these reports because this is so bad, so we're going to, you know, we're going to police this. And then he realized, you know, through more reporting that really if government gets involved, it's going to be worse and worse and worse. And when he started to report on that, you know, for example, the Federal Food and Administration Agency.
FDA.
FDA. When, you know, whenever you wanted to get a product or food through it, it takes 15 years and, you know, $5 billion now, you know, to get that done.
So when he was doing the reporting on the government, his superiors, and they didn't like that too much, huh?
Exactly.
I imagine he got a lot of flack for it. That's not what most people in the media want to see.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But he's managed to move on and move up and have a successful career in television journalism, which I think is fantastic. And it's awesome that you got him to come here to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It just sounded like a tremendous reception. What is there, 200 people in that room?
250
people. 250 people.
It was a full house. It was, you know, we maximized
sold out
capacity. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We sold out for months, but it's just people kept asking today, is there more room? Is there anybody who said, you know, canceled last minute?
Now,
it was 250
people selling out the John Stossel event is awesome. And I would say, and this is what I said earlier tonight, and that's why I wanted to ask you, I think the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the very first annual here this weekend in Concord, is an unqualified success. How do you feel?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
When we first started, we were thinking, okay, what is going to go wrong? How big is it going to be? But when we started, was it Thursday? Thursday was a State House tour. Mm-hmm. And then it started into Friday. And Friday we had some sessions. But this is not so bad. But, you know, let's hold off till that NARIC dinner is over. And then we're going to make an assessment how things are going.
Right.
And then yesterday evening, it was phenomenal. I mean, and I was like, okay. So this morning we came in. Like, okay, here we go. And I have to say that so far, yes, we had to, you know, deal with a few little issues, but overall it's been a great success. And I tell you, the vibes and the energy from people who have been attending, the responses, the feedback I've been getting is phenomenal.
It's tremendous.
And the thing is, you know, from my webmaster, I know that half the attendees are from New Hampshire, the other half are from all over the nation.
Wow.
We do have some international ones as well, and that feedback has been across the board. So I think everybody's hearing something. Everybody's connecting on some level somewhere. So it's really good. And I think a lot of people are creating a lot of friends, too, because at these tables, people don't know each other. And,
right.
And like yesterday, everybody was chatting. And it was, you could really, I think that's an observation that the thing, the people are relating to the people they're meeting.
Well,
you know?
Sure. So it's so easy to make connections with people here because everybody has sort of a similar mentality. We're all, most of us at least, are of a pro-liberty mindset. And so even if you're sitting across the table from a total stranger, it's someone worth talking to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, I'm not somebody who really, I'm not somebody who is, I actually am somebody who's the first to critique an event. And there's not really much I have to say bad about this event. I mean, my only complaint is that, like, the name tags should have had a space for forum names because there's so many people that are here from, like, the New Hampshire Free Forum.
You're right. You're right. That's a good feedback.
Free Talk Live, BBS. And she's got to run. She's got a lot to do. Irina Goddard, thank you. You've done
thank
a fantastic job organizing this event. And we're certainly looking forward to year number two coming up next year.
It's going to be a blast, I would say.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and talk to Puke in New Hampshire. Puke, one of the attendees, actually, of the event. Puke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Hey. Good. Doing great. What's up?
Oh, I was just, Mike was just on there talking about how he was considering moving. I talked to him earlier this afternoon, and I just want to kind of emphasize that, you know, he said that he wasn't really an activist, so he didn't know if he wanted to move or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people have this misconception that activism is, you know, going out there and doing the really crazy kind of, I don't know if that's the right word, but activism stuff, you know, that's really kind of in the spotlight. But, you know, like you said, activism is just participating in anything that you can, like writing letters to editors or
Absolutely.
Writing your representatives and all that stuff. You know, it's not hard to do. It takes a little bit more effort than the normal American sort of blasé feeling on politics.
Right, and it doesn't have to be a full-time. It doesn't have to be a full-time job either. It's just something that you can do in your spare time when you get a chance. Take advantage of whatever floats your boat. If something gets you excited, do something about it. Whatever that something is.
Yeah, I mean, it compared to regular Americans, voting is activism.
That yes. much is true. And Puke is a relatively new mover to the state. I mean, you haven't necessarily gotten out and gotten in the face of anybody. And once you move here, you start networking with people, as you're doing here at this event. You start meeting people. You'll start the opportunities for activism will start to open up. You'll start to just realize that what different things are out there.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah. I mean, it takes a couple weeks before you... you know, can get set up and everything, but once you do, there's all sorts of resources out there, and you just, you know, like the Free Keene site mm-hmm. is a great resource where you can find out what's going on and get together and do something like that.
And the coolest thing about this movement is you can pick and choose what you want to do. There's no central control. There's no boss. There's nobody that you have to check in with, give them your status on. You just do what feels right.
Right. And, I mean, Mike thinks he's not an activist, but clearly he took the time out of his life to drive from California to
yeah.
come to delivery for him, so
yeah,
he's done something
absolutely.
Already.
Puke, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the forum. 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free packet8.net line. And it's like I said towards the end of this the segment, and I kind of got caught off, is that you hang around enough of these people, like there are here attending this forum,
and
it's infectious.
It is.
You'll be infected with activism, and that's a good thing. More on the way. Final moments, your calls. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucralose?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralose. Sucralose is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucralose specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucralose to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain of this, the live Saturday edition, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there are completely free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as over 330 of our listeners have decided to do. What you do is you head over to amp.freetalklive.com and you learn about the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is simple. We ask for $3 a month from you. It's totally voluntary. If you can't afford it, enjoy the website. It's totally free. But $3 a month, if you can send it our way, what we do is we turn that around into promoting Free Talk Live. That is, using it to advertise in industry publications
right.
to get more radio stations on board with the show.
Using it to, working.
Yep, and using it to advertise on the Internet to get more Internet listeners, thereby more people listening to the message of freedom and liberty here on Free Talk Live. So if that's valuable to you, and it is apparently valuable to a number of our listeners, join them by going to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll find out about the perks you'll get access to as well. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones to the fun, let's go to Wally in Austin, listening on Radio Free Austin. Hey, Wally, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Wally in Austin?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, we got you, Wally. What's on your mind?
I must say that I'm a conscientious agreeer. with what you guys are doing. It's wonderful. You've taken roots there in New Hampshire, and Vermont and Maine are sister states that you could have it next year there, or, you know, grow instead of just staying in one place, and, it would be progressive. It'd be a progressive thing to do, and their laws.
That's sort of the idea. I mean, long term, Wally, that's the idea, is to get as many liberty lovers here in New Hampshire as possible to set this state free and then set the example for the rest of the world, whether it be Maine or Vermont or Brazil.
Exactly.
Set an example for the rest of the world to emulate and to follow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And you guys are totally upbeat, totally positive. That's the only way. I mean, it's great to hear that. Instead of so much negativity, I'm a realist. I have to be to exist in this world, this day and time. Mm-hmm. You know, you've heard the expression before that there's no accidents in politics. Well, you know, that it's planned. Well, I think Ron Paul is an accident. They didn't mean for that to happen. I think Alex Jones being out there is another accident also.
So you're one of these people that believes there's this grand cabal, dark cloak conspiracy to control the world.
I think there's people out there trying to do it, but they're not as good as they'd like to be. They're too far up in their ivory towers to really know what's happening down here on the street, and you guys are proving that point.
There you go. Thank you, Wally. We appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Once again, validating your thesis, Mark, that each of the conspiracy people has a certain point of saturation, a certain point at which they just can't take it.
Right. Some of them believe, that the international bankers. I might be one of this crowd. That the international bankers want to control a great deal of the monetary flow in the world. Others believe that there's lizard men that have taken over the political process. No, not people, not humans that they're describing as lizards, but in fact lizard men from outer space. Yeah,
it's
so
nuts.
Everybody's got their saturation point.
800-259-9231. Let's go to the Christian Anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Everybody knows George Bush is one of those lizard men.
Yeah, that might actually be the case.
Okay, I'm with you.
Hey, how would you like $1 million?
I'd love it. Why?
Could you use $1 million?
I think we all could.
Okay, well, here's an offer for you. All you got to do is show Ed the law, and you get $1 million piece of property.
That's going on. Where's that being promoted? At his blog site?
That's at showedthelaw.com.
I've heard about this, and Gene, we're short on time. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. What's going on, Mark, is Ed Brown is putting up one of his commercial properties for essentially he's just going to give it away to anybody that can actually show him the law that requires Americans to pay income taxes.
Hmm. There's been a monetary offer out there for that same to show the We the People organization.
Well.
The same thing. Nobody seems to be able to do it.
Now, that's funny. I mean,
law that requires Americans to pay income tax.
Well, what's interesting was that in America, I guess America Freedom to Fascism, Aaron Russo interviews some former IRS agents, and one of them, she saw that advertisement offering the $50,000, and she
wanted that $50,000.
Yeah, I could use that little bonus.
Mm-hmm.
She figured she's an IRS agent. She can easily make that assertion and make that show the proof, and she couldn't find it.
Right. As a matter of fact, she quit the IRS as a result.
She did. Let's go continue with the calls. We got to talk to Toucan in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey.
Hello.
What's up, guys? You guys are unbelievable on the radio, you guys.
Okay, Toucan. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about George Bush.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, they call him George, but I know his real name is George.
Okay.
And anyway, I went to school with him. And he was
you went to school with George Bush?
What school?
Yeah, I went to school with him up at Yale, and he was the nicest little boy. And everybody gives him all this flack and all this Guthrie Jenkins, and I just wanted to jog over to him and get my old prescription back.
Yeah, you know what? You need to take some more prescription pills from what it sounds like. Thanks for the call. 800-2... Could you understand a word he says, or just because it was loud in here? I don't know.
I don't know.
It sounded like gobbledygook to me.
It's all right. I mean, you claim to go to school with George Bush. I need to know which school.
1-800-259-9231. I think it was preschool. I went to preschool with him.
Preschool?
They snorted some prescription pills out on the playground.
That seems a little early even for George.
1-800-259-9231. Only moments remain here in this, the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, broadcasting from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the very first annual, as the organizer herself, Irina Goddard, put it a few moments ago, an unqualified success. I would agree. It's been an amazing weekend, and the fun continues here tomorrow with Ron Paul, Michael Badnarik,
can't wait.
Bill Westmiller all appearing and speaking. The Made the Move panel is going to be happening tomorrow, and actually one of our listeners is standing here right now, and I would invite him to sit down briefly and sit at the mic here. It's John Connell. He is another super activist here in the New Hampshire area. Also, and technically, I guess, an early mover, John. Oh, let me turn your mic on. Hang on a second here.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah, I moved up as soon as I could, and my move was easy because I only had a few miles to go, and I'm, fortunately, I'm still near my family, and I've got my old job that I had. So, at first I was kind of itching to say to other folks, darn it, you guys have been preaching all this all your life, and why don't you get up there and move? Well, I have to understand that my move was very easy. It's not that way for everybody. It's going to take some time, and nobody's even obligated to move yet. So, let the ranks keep building, and people will keep learning about this. And, I got a saying that even if the Free State Project were to somehow magically end tomorrow, the movement is not going to stop.
Oh, heck no.
The enthusiasm that is here, the message is getting out. We're reclaiming liberty here in New Hampshire, and we're loving
it. You know, if the Free State Project disappeared tomorrow, I think we'd start the Free Talk Live Project or the Free Keen Project or something like that.
I think some of that's going on as we speak.
Well, because, you know, we didn't move here to play around. This is serious business. And, you know, speaking of what we were talking about earlier this hour, we had Mike here from California, and he was kind of questioning. Well, he's not much of an activist. He isn't someone who wants to get in the face of the government. He's wondering what are some things that people who aren't necessarily like that, what can they do here in the state? And I think you're an example of someone who does something different than the normal form of activism. You don't go and lobby the state house, and you also don't really get in the government's face so much. You're a musician.
Well, you know, everybody has their place, and people need to find what they're comfortable with. One of the important things is to find the community that exists here, get together with people, plug in. I mean, I have gone to the state house and lobbied a little bit. Mm-hmm. That's not my bag, but, you know, when I get called up to go, I go. And, you know, I've shown up at town meeting, and I support my friends that do some civil disobedience by writing some songs when it inspires me to do that.
So you've got a variety of different activism flavors that you engage in that.
Yeah, so, you know, nobody needs to specialize in anything. Some people do. I mean, there's a great division of labor, and that's a wonderful thing, as we know from just the way the market works, and it's the same thing here in the Free State.
Absolutely. No, we're short on time, but what I'd like, you've got your guitar here. I believe you're going to be playing a concert tonight?
I'm doing something. Some folks asked me to come, and I got a few songs I'm comfortable doing, so
very
I
cool.
said, sure, count me in.
Very cool. So that we're looking forward to. Why don't you go ahead and play us out here this evening, John? Go ahead and get started.
Okay, let me know what you want to give me for time. How much?
You've
how
got
much
about you less than a minute at this point, so
okay,
head on over to
pick this up and,
whatever you want. This is John Connell. This has been Free Talk Live. We'll be back Monday night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye.
There are 20,000 and they want folks like me and you. Let's stop acting, baby. We want it just for way too long. Yeah, let's stop acting, baby. We wanted this for way too long. Let's move up to New Hampshire. Let's go build our happy home.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.